don't need to answer it if you don't want to, but do you still deny the Holodomor? I do, though it's unpopular.
I don't deny it, but I think there's, I think the narrative is, well, first of all, what do we mean by Holodomor? Because there's like two or three narratives around that. So the first narrative is the Anglo-conservative narrative that the Holodomor was actually a mistake of Soviet economic planning, that they tried to collectivize the farms and people starved to death because they didn't have enough food, which is actually totally made up. Like, that's, it's kind of crappy seeing like the Black Book of Communism and stuff. That's a totally made up narrative that doesn't even make any sense. The second narrative is that Joseph Stalin and Russian chauvinists wanted to starve the Ukrainians because they're jealous of Ukrainian racial supremacy. That's like the Ukrainian nationalist narrative. That's also stupid. My view on that is that Lazar Kaganovich, the Jewish guy that was in charge of the Ukrainian policy, did what Zionists do today. What they do, look at what they're doing in Venezuela, right? So the Zionist occupation government of the United States of America is currently blockading Venezuela because they're trying to starve the people into rising up against their government. Okay, this is an elected government there, but you know, if you got a hole in your belly, you're going to want to overthrow your government, because the promise is that if you kill the enemies of Washington, they will let you eat again. That's essentially what Lazar Kaganovich did in the Ukraine. So the kulaks, they had land. The Soviets needed to collectivize it. The kulaks resisted. They didn't want to give up or collectivize their land. So Lazar Kaganovich said, okay, you know what? What we're going to do then is we're going to seal the Ukraine hermetically shut, and we're going to encourage the peasants through starvation to rise up against you. And in the process, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people died. I do believe that did happen. Joseph Stalin actually wrote about this. He said it was class struggle, that they were actually trying. So they saw the Ukraine as a laboratory for what they call the Marxist class struggle. You know, it was just pure sadism. But there's nothing unique about the Holodomor. They're doing it today to the Yemen people. They're doing it today to Venezuela, and they're trying to do it to Iran. Okay, that's the whole point of sanctions.
Based on what's happened at Gaza as well,
the Soviets sanctioned Ukraine into getting the peasants to kill the kulaks. That's essentially it. Now I'm not sure like what the Stalinist, the Stalinist side of the story is that the kulaks were burning their farms and destroying their animals so that they wouldn't fall into the hands of the collectivizers. So who knows? It was probably a combination of all of that that caused the Holodomor. So it did happen. It did happen. Now, did 30 million people die? No, of course not. You know, did 10 million people die? Probably not. Did 2 million die? Maybe, probably. You know, that's just my view of that.